You know, see, I was asking you. What you call the covering on a pillow?
Oh, sofa.
Well,
oh, now, this pillowcase.
Okay. Mm-hmm. If a woman is wearing beads around her neck, you might say, that's certainly a pretty, what, a bead?
Pretty set of beads.
Okay.
Oh, I wonder, what is this?
I am. So has that been bothering you a long time?
2-3 weeks.
Oh, gosh. That's
awful. I went to the doctor yesterday. And he told me to get some olive oil.
Does that help?
No, I didn't get it, honey. It's over town, and I just didn't get it. I can't walk to town since I had my leg broke. And then I have to always ride, and have to need to always pay somebody, you know. And when I sent out some chicken today, I didn't think about the olive oil. Oughta thought about it, but I didn't.
Well, when we finish, I'd be delighted to take you to get some, if there's going to be a store open.
Mm-hmm. They are over at the drugstore. The drugstore is open yet.
How late will the drugstore be open?
I ring around about 6 or 7 o'clock.
Well, let's see.
It's 6 o'clock now.
Uh-huh.
I don't think they close till about 7. I'm not sure, though, but...
Uh-huh. Well, let's see. I tell you what, let's go ahead and finish this quick in a hurry, and then I'd be glad to go get some for you.
All right.
Okay. Let's see. Or, as a matter of fact, I really could go get...
Going home with you.
Huh?
Who's going to town with you?
Nobody. I'm going by myself. So I want to go on and finish so I can get back before it gets too dark.
Yeah. Where do you live at in the night?
I live over on the east. I live in Decatur.
In Decatur?
Yeah.
Well, now I've got some people live near about in Decatur.
Have
but
you?
They live in Atlanta. Uh-huh. I got the child I raised. Let me show you a picture. We're going to get through. She was down here to see me. That's one of her husband. She married a preacher.
Oh, aren't they fine?
She married.
Okay.
Would it be a good way for me to go to Atlanta and spend the night, you know, and come now?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
But I won't worry you about that.
If two men have a fight and one defeats the other one very soundly, you'd say, one man really? What, the other one?
Beat him up.
What are some words that mean a stingy person? You might say, he never wants to turn loose a penny. He's really a...
Yeah, they call me stingy because I save, you know.
Uh-huh.
My folks have called me that, you know. And when I tell them I ain't got no money, they don't believe it, you know, because they say if I make a little, I always was saving, you know.
Uh-huh.
But they call me stingy.
Suppose the person is wearing funny-looking clothes. You say, he really looks...
Tacky.
Okay. And could that word mean a woman as well as a man?
Yeah, mm-hmm.
Okay. What do you call it when a woman is wearing her best clothes? You'd say, she's really...
Do, would you call it stylish or...
It's fine.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And what about if a man is wearing his best clothes? You'd say, he's really...
He might have started and proud, I'd call, you know.
What word do you use to mean an old person who's very lively and gets around very well? You might say, he's certainly, what, for his age?
we say, that's a frisky old woman,
okay.
You know. To be as old as she is.
Okay. You'd say that someone who never wants to do any work and who doesn't have any ambition is...
Oh, he's lazy, so don't know what, that's all.
Okay. What do you call a bird that makes a hole in a tree trunk with its bill?
Oh, peckerwood.